Good morning.
Good morning,
and welcome to Prairie Street on this first Sunday in November. Today in our service, we will continue on our journey together of remembering our past, naming our present, and trusting in God to help us form a healthy, filled vision. May it be so. And now, I would invite you all to stand and take out your Prairie Street Sings to number 25, All Praise to the God of Creation. Please hear these words in our call to worship. We remember, O God, the countless saints of history who have blazed a trail of courage through time. We remember, O God, the tender touch of loved ones, the example of heroes, the healing words of comforters, the remarkable acts of fearless ones. We remember, O God, the gentle touch of grandmothers, the loyalty of friends, the kindness of strangers, the joy of children, and the sacrifice of parents. We remember, O God, the supreme love of Jesus, the blessing of his Spirit, and the glory of his resurrection. We remember in every time and place the saints of God who have gone before us and who have shown us who you are, Jesus. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us worship God with joy. Let us worship God with joy. Amen. And now I do invite you to stand again if you are able. We will not sing what is printed in your bulletin, but in the hymnal number 110. 110. Oh, for a thousand tongues. And then in the same book, but seated, we will sing number 163, Obey My Voice. Now number 163. And it is good and right on a Sunday when we are remembering our past, standing steadfast in our present, and thinking about our future, that we confess our faith in God, our Creator, Jesus, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit of power. So I invite you to turn with me in the hymnal again in the back to number 710. We affirm that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Miriam, Hannah, and Mary is our God. We believe that God in Christ suffered the pain and agony of the cross to provide our salvation. God has given us new life and freedom in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who is the guide and power of the community of believers. We believe that in the end, God's rule of peace and justice will be fully established, and that Jesus Christ will reign forever and ever. May it be so. Amen. And now I invite you to stand and receive this affirmation. This is our hope, that Jesus will reign and that Jesus is our peace and the peace of all peoples everywhere. As an act of this affirmation, we share Christ's peace with each other, saying, "May the peace of Christ be with you," and responding, and also saying, "La paz de Cristo sea contigo," and responding, please greet one another. And now I would like to invite all of our children and those who are a child at heart to come forward. Anna Ruth has something important to share with you this morning.
Faces. You folks see this basket when you come up to the front on Sunday mornings, right? I normally send it around, and if you have anything to put in it, you put your offering in, and if you don't, we ask you to touch it as a blessing for those who it will affect. And today, we are going to be talking a little bit more about tithing and giving. Do you know that in the Bible, the people of God were asked to give their first fruits? Do you know what the first fruits are? What? Do you want to just hold it for a little bit? Hold your answer. Basically, they would harvest things from the garden or from their fields, and they would give 10% to God, and that 10% would go to people who needed it. So it's kind of like these tomatoes, right? How many tomatoes are in here? 10. So if we were going to give 1/10 of this to God, how much would we give? 1/10. 1 out of 10 would be 1. 1/10 is 1 out of 10. So they would give their fruit, they would give their vegetables, they would give their grain, and that was really important. And now we don't give vegetables and fruit and grain as much. We give money. We give a tenth of our money. So I brought these little contraptions here. And in each of these, there should be 10 dimes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oops. Okay, let's try this again. 7. Boy, I'm feeling sheepish. 8, 9, 10. Okay, so if there are 10 in here, how much would 1/10 of this be? It would be 1, which is 10 cents. So this would go in here. And this I can either keep to pay my bills or to buy groceries, or if I won, I can give 2/10. If I'm really feeling generous. But we give because we're grateful for what we receive, and we give because we want to share. And so today we are going to be talking about that, and now that we've talked about it, I am going to pass this around, and if you want to give something, you can. And if you can't, we are happy for you to bless the basket and think about the people who it will affect. Yeah, good. Thank you. I am going to pass this out, one of these out to each of you, and I really hope there are 10 in each one. If there are 7, let me know. Do you want one? Oof, you gotta reach. All right. All right. And what I want you to do is, do you want one? I want you to keep 9 of them if you want 9 of them, and if you want to give 1/10 away, then you can give 10 cents away. But that's a start to practicing giving 1/10. 10. Good. I'm glad you had 10. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for everything that we have. Thank you for this community. Thank you for food. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for friends. We ask for your blessing on us this morning as we worship and as we go through the rest of our days this week. We ask that you will teach us to be grateful, teach us to be humble, and teach us to be giving. In your name we pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 8 through 15.
La escritura de hoy viene del libro de Deuteronomio, capítulo 16, versículos 8 a 15.
The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. God brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land of milk and honey. Now I bring you the first fruits of the ground that you, our Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all of the bounty that the Lord your God has given you and to your house.
Entonces el Señor nos sacó de Egipto con mano fuerte y brazo extendido, y con señales y portentos que causaban terror, y nos trajo a este lugar, y nos dijo esta tierra, tierra que fluye leche y miel. Por eso ahora vengo aquí con los primeros frutos de la tierra que tú, Señor, me diste. Todo eso lo pondrás delante del Señor, tu Dios, y delante de el que él te postrarás. Después de eso, tú y tu familia y los levitas y extranjeros que conviven contigo harán fiesta por todo el bien que el Señor tu Dios te ha dado.
When you have finished paying all of the tithe of your produce in the third year, which is the year of the tithe, giving it to the Levites, the aliens, the orphans, and the widows, so that they may eat their fill within your towns, then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the sacred portion from the house, and I have given it to the Levites, the resident aliens, the orphans, and the widows, in accordance with your commandment that you commanded me. I have neither transgressed nor forgotten any of your commandments. I have not eaten it while in mourning. I have not removed any of it while I was unclean. I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God, doing just as you commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the ground that you have given us, as you swore to our ancestors, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Cuando en el año tercero, que es el año de décimo, hayas apartado la décima parte de tus frutos, la repartirás entre los levitas, extranjeros, huérfanos y viudas que haya en tus aldeas, para que coman hasta quedarse satisfecho. Entonces dirás delante del Señor tu Dios, todo lo consagrado a ti lo he sacado de mi casa, y si lo he dado a los levitas y extranjeros, y a los huérfanos y a las viudas, conforme a todo lo que me has mandado. No he desobedecido tus mandamientos, ni los he olvidado. No como nada de ello mientras estuve de luto, ni lo consumí mientras estaba de impuro. Tampoco ofrecí nada de ello a los muertos. Más bien, mi Señor y Dios, he obedecido tu voz y tu cumplido con todo lo que me has mandado. Dijante asormante desde el cielo, desde tu santa mansión, y bendice a Israel, que es tu pueblo, y bendice la tierra que nos ha dado, tierra que fluye leche y miel, tan y como se lo gustaré a nuestros padres.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
Gracias a Dios. This morning, our preacher is Ben Olenberger, longtime member here at Prairie Street, recently retired Old Testament teaching faculty at Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary. Ben, we would love to pray for you.
Thank you.
Gracious God, may the words of Ben's mouth impact us today. May we hear from these words of long ago what we need to hear for our times today. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Stewardship. That's what I am to preach on today. And Steve Thomas, our transitional pastor, asked me to preach on stewardship from the Old Testament. That makes sense, since the Old Testament has been the primary area of my work over the past long time. But stewardship is not a word we use much in everyday conversation. So what exactly are we talking about? When airlines began flying people around the country and around the world, young women in uniforms served food and drinks to passengers and responded to any needs they might have. Today they are not all young and not all women, and they are called flight attendants. But back when I first flew in the early days of aviation, they were called stewardesses. They exercised a kind of stewardship on our behalf, stewardship of us. They took care of us. The word or title steward is used in other contexts as well. The caretaker of a cemetery is sometimes called its steward. For some years, our dear Simon Gingrich was the steward of the Prairie Street Cemetery. Fancy restaurants may have a wine steward. On some passenger trains, a steward still has responsibility for one coach, one train car, caring for the passengers in that car. In all of these cases, a steward takes care of things or of people. Stewards take responsibility for them, for things or people not their own. Neither the airliners nor the passengers who flew in them years ago belonged to the stewardesses who served them. To be a steward is to take care of something, to care for something that is not your own. It does not belong to you. For example, we are called to be stewards of the land, of the earth. Today we operate on the assumption that the earth can be bought and sold, that it can belong to us, that we can own the land. This idea is actually a modern invention. A few weeks ago, Janice and I were together with James and Jeanette Crable in Oklahoma, in territory that is home to Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Kiowa people, for whom, like other Plains Indians, owning land made no sense. The land didn't belong to them. Rather, they belonged to the land. The land that gave them everything, grain and buffalo, water and horses, wind and birds. How could you think to possess, to own the land? In this respect, they were in accord with the Old Testament, where the Lord God says to Israel, "The land is mine. You are but aliens and tenants." Stewards, we might say. Here is the first word to say about stewardship. As Psalm 24 puts it, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The earth, the land, belongs to God. We are to be good stewards of it. It does not belong to us. Caring for the earth, practicing wise stewardship of the land, is a way we give thanks to God for what the land, God's good earth, provides for us. In the verses from Deuteronomy read for us a moment ago, stewardship is also a form of thanksgiving. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it, Moses tells the people, you shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God, and then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. Stewardship and celebration. When you have finished paying all the tithe of your produce in the third year, giving it to the Levites, the aliens, the orphans, and the widows, so that they may eat their fill within your towns. When the people of Israel brought their tithes and offerings to the Lord, they were to remember, to recite the great things that God had done for them. When they were enslaved by Egypt and pressed into hard labor, they cried to God out of their oppression, and God heard their cries and brought them up out of Egypt into the promised land, into Canaan, into a land flowing with milk and honey. Their tithe, the people brought in thanksgiving to God. They brought their tithes. Tithe. It's an old English word meaning a tenth, 10%, as Anna Ruth informed us just a few moments ago. That's what the word means in both Hebrew and Greek, one tenth. The Israelites brought one-tenth of their produce, what the land had given them. As an offering, they brought it in thanksgiving to God. Talk about tithing has got a bad name in recent years. Well, over many, many years, especially since the invention of radio. Some of you will remember radio. Right. Back in the 1950s, before my family had a television, we listened to the radio, and we often listened to radio preachers. One of them was named A.A. Allen, a self-professed healer and evangelist who had a particular gift for raising money from people who had very little of it. He died in disgrace, but he was followed by others who exploited the new medium of television and promoted the notion of seed faith. The idea here was that if you were in desperate need, facing catastrophic health care costs, for example, or if there were some great desire of your heart, a new car or a bigger house, you could plant a seed, donate money, and this would move God to bless you with what you want or need. Of course, it wouldn't count if you donated the money to Mennonite Central Committee or to your local congregation. No, it had to be given to the evangelist or to his or her organization. One even said on television that if people didn't contribute $8 million to his organization, God would take his life. That isn't about tithing. It's extortion. It brings shame to the name of Jesus Christ. And it is the opposite of what tithing means. Tithing. Giving of what God has blessed us with is not for the enrichment of televangelists or of anyone else. It is to honor God, to thank God, and to thank God by supporting ministry and mission. Notice that in Deuteronomy 26, that the tithe in the third year is to be given to the Levites, the aliens, the orphans, and the widows, so that they may eat their fill in your towns. The Levites were the religious leaders, the teachers, the ministers in Israel. A portion of the tithe is to support ministry. Aliens or sojourners were the immigrants and migrant workers in Israel. Orphans and widows were the most vulnerable people in antiquity. Even beyond Israel, and centuries before God gave the law to Moses, defending the orphans and widows, defending those most in need, was the defining duty of a ruler. A just ruler is one who supports widows and orphans. An unjust ruler is one who enriches himself. Israel's tithes, their resources, gifts from God's land, were for the orphans and widows, the aliens and immigrants, and the Levites, the ministers who led Israel in worship. Tithing is an act of worship, an act of love for God, an act of thanksgiving, and of acknowledgement that all we have comes to us as a gift, including the gift of Prairie Street Mennonite Church. A while ago, I said, as Anna Ruth did, that the word tithe means one-tenth. But giving one-tenth is not a law. For some people, giving one-tenth of their income would be impossible. If you don't have an income, you can't give a tenth of it. Or it would leave them destitute. While for others, giving one-tenth would leave them with tens of millions or billions. Long ago in California, a seminary professor said to me, "God cares less about how much you give than about how much you keep." For us wealthy folk, that stings a bit. It is not finally about a fixed 10% or some other number, but about knowing that we have been redeemed and that we are, and all that we are, all that we have, is by the grace of God. I don't know if you've been keeping track, but I've talked about stewardship in two ways: stewardship of the land, the earth, and stewardship of the resources that the land, God's land, provides. So, in our times, stewardship of money. Money wasn't a thing in ancient Israel. People brought produce. We bring money. We are stewards also of a third thing, that is, of memory. The people of Israel remembered. In the verses read for us from Deuteronomy, they remember being liberated from Egypt. Their memory extended even further back than that. Earlier in the same chapter, chapter 26 of Deuteronomy, they say, "A wandering Aramean or Syrian was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression." The Israelites, new to the land of Canaan, remembered who they were, who their enslaved great-grandparents were, and where they came from. The Israelites remembered, that is, who they were. Their tithes and offerings were acts of thanksgiving and of remembrance. Who we are, our identity, has been shaped by those who have gone before us. In the fellowship hall, we have a timeline, a Prairie Street timeline that illustrates the legacy we have inherited from the saints and sinners who have worshiped at this place since 1871. And of course, each of us has a heritage of our own. My great-grandparents weren't wandering Arameans. They were German and Polish and Dutch, and if the genetic test is right, Neanderthal. We in this congregation have origins in different countries, different continents, but by the grace of God, we are one diverse family in Jesus Christ. We traveled different roads on our way to become part of this faith and this family. But we do well to remember who we are and to remember those who came before. We do not worship our ancestors, of course. In Deuteronomy 26, the people of Israel say expressly that they have not made offerings to the dead. Neither do we make them. But we do remember. We remember with joy and we remember with pain. The people of Israel remembered being slaves and of being liberated from slavery. Having been liberated from slavery in Egypt remained in their memory and a part of their identity throughout Israel's history. And liberation from slavery, God's salvation, defined them and was the reason for their thanksgiving, their tithe, their offerings. We are stewards of God's gifts, stewards of the earth, the land, stewards of the resources the land provides, including money, and stewards of memory, memory of God's grace and goodness and God's gifts, God's acts of liberation and salvation, and memory of those departed whom we love. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders, and he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen.
Please turn in your blue hymnals to hymn number 387, Lord, Thou Dost Love. Again, hymnal, blue hymnal 387.
On the first Sunday of November, Prairie Street honors and remembers those who have gone before us and are no longer living. This remembrance coincides with the church's All Saints Day and the celebration of Dia de los Muertos. It is natural that we call to mind those who have gone before, whether in faith, in life, or on our personal journey. I invite you now to take a moment in silence to think of those who have made an impact on your life, and then come forward to light a candle of remembrance. Please hear God's promise of what we can expect from the book of Revelation. And I looked, and there was a great crowd that no one could number. They were from every nation. Tribe, people, and language. They were standing there before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Victory belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And the angels fell face down before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen."
The ushers will now receive the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, you are our God from birth until death, and through all eternity. We are giving thanks for the long life of Harold Weaver, who is still with us, but has learned that his time with us will be short. We pray for Harold and Mary, and for their family as they live into this new reality. And we thank you that Harold is not in pain. Lord, teach us how to serve this good and faithful servant in his last days on earth. Lord, you are our God through illness and surgery, and we thank you for Carolyn Hayden's successful back surgery and that she is home and that she has loved ones to care for her. God, we pray for those who are ill in ways we cannot see, with chronic pain, mental illness, addictions, for those experiencing fractures in their family. Lord, send your Holy Spirit on all of these people and places and situations that need your healing balm. God, in our country and in our state, we praise you for freedoms that allow us to choose our elected representatives, for the freedom to protest, for the freedom to assemble. God, we pray especially for teachers who will journey to the Indiana State House on November 19th, those who wear red for education, and on that day of demonstration will call upon our legislators to create a just state budget for education, including all the support services our children and families need. Nurses and social workers, librarians, support staff, and fairly compensated teachers. We pray safety and blessing for those who exercise their freedom to assemble and call for justice. Lord, we pray to you because parts of our world are on fire. There are places that flood due to climate change. The freezing temperatures endanger those in our own town without shelter. Open our eyes. Lead us to act in ways that raise awareness of how we can care for your creation and your people. In our local communities, Lord, we pray especially for political candidates for election, mayoral elections in Goshen and Elkhart, and city council members. Give candidates and campaign workers a spirit of kindness, truth, and civility in Election Day and in the days ahead. And finally, Lord, we pray for this congregation, for Prairie Street, for our search committee. We pray for the person or persons that you, God, have already chosen to be our next pastor or pastors. Lead us and guide us through the process and the months ahead. May we be a blessing to that new pastoral leadership, and may they be a blessing to us. God, we give you thanks and pray in the words that your Son Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please turn in your Sing the Journey, the Green Sing the Journey book, to number 73, The Lord Lift You Up. Again, that's number 73. Yeah, If you are able, please stand with us.
After our service today, we have Sunday school in the fellowship hall. That will be with Marlene Croker from Everence, the Mennonite financial institution. And we'll be discussing how to use our resources.
Y también les invitamos a cada persona que es hispanohablante, que tenemos la escuela dominical en el sótano después del coffee break. Y vamos a practicar también de las finanzas y los recursos que tenemos.
And after Sunday school, we have potluck. So I invite you all to join us for that and receive this benediction. May you go, friends, sisters, brothers, young and old, along with the saints in their memory. As we join together as a cloud of witnesses giving thanks to God, to our Creator who loves you, who strengthens you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace.